Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art. We have spoken a couple times before about previous appearances here in the Mid-South by this wonderful Brazilian group called Choro das Três, and they're coming back in July. We're going to talk more about that later as we get closer to that time, and hopefully we'll have them here live in the studio to perform for you. Amy Burcham has been heavily involved in bringing this group to town over the years, and she has taken her involvement up a step with the formation of what we hope to be a nonprofit and 501c3 charity, West Tennessee Choro. And Amy, welcome in the first place. And you've brought along one of your co-founders, Alan Compton, who is the education representative for AMRO. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. And it is a 501c3.
Oh, good.
Well, at this point, we have made it.
Excellent. Definitely. When you had first told me about it, you had applied. So I'm glad to hear that you've made it. So that's excellent news. I guess let's back it up and talk about this music itself, because it is becoming more popular, but it is certainly not something that everyone knows. Tell us about Choro.
Choro is the seminal music of Brazil. It arose in the late 1800s at the intersection between a great number of emancipated slaves, mm-hmm. and Brazil had enslaved about 3.5 million to our 250,000
right.
imported from Africa. So they were, in some respects, treated a little differently, allowed to keep some of their native languages. Many of them were schooled musically because they played on the plantations for the slave owners. And when they were freed, it just so happened that the empire was also crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people moved to specifically Rio de Janeiro, which was the capital at that time. And this music arose out of that, but it arose in a climate where the polka and mazurka mm-hmm. were very mm-hmm. popular. So the polyrhythms of the African traditions, the various African traditions, and these European melodies, and a more or less conventional European harmony, but very dizzying virtuosic, mm-hmm, melodic mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Culture arose that is just magical. So that's basically what Choro is.
We have a recording here of the girls who are going to be coming in. So why don't we listen to a little bit of this and give our friends some idea of what this sounds like. That's an example of Choro das Três, who are going to be here on the 17th at the Buckman, performing in Fine Arts Center at St. Mary's. And we're going to talk more about them as we get closer to it and have them perform here live in the studio also. Amy Burcham is here with us, and Alan Compton also, and they are part of West Tennessee Choro. .org is the website if you want to go and check that out. Alan, how did you get involved with this music?
Well, I'm a percussionist. First and foremost, and I had an opportunity to travel with Amy and also members of the UT Martin percussion department down to Recife in Brazil and Pernambuco last May or 2 Mays ago, and I had already had a pre-existing love for certain kinds of samba, basically certain kinds of rock samba and regular samba, but I had never really experienced anything like Choro or anything like that. And so I got down there, was exposed to a few other kinds of styles. Maraca, too, was one of the ones we learned. And then we had the opportunity to see a band at one of the resorts we stayed at, and they played some Choro, and I sort of gripped onto that and just kind of fell in love. And it also, I've been a big lover of, you know, like I said, some Latin percussion, basically. And there's a lot of similarities between that and the Brazilian percussion, you know.
Sure. Now I have to ask, obviously you're very into this music and you're very much involved in promoting it here. Why did you go to this extra step? And it's a lot of work to form a nonprofit to promote this music.
Well, I fell in love with it more more as a participant.
Mm-hmm.
I was out at a week-long seminar on the mandolin called the Mandolin Symposium, run by Mike Marshall and David Grisman. And, you know, it's all things mandolin. And one of the things I discovered out there was this tradition that, primarily because of one composer, Jacob du Bandolin, was a mandolin. Mandolin was one of the primary lead instruments. He made mandolin that way. So so it gave me a window into a way to play classical music with some improvisation, mm-hmm. but you had specific musical values that just really drew me in. And I wanted to come back here and tell everybody I knew, this is the coolest music ever, and people ought to get together and play it. And I found, you know, a lot of people nodding their heads and their eyes would glaze over. And then when Alan and I were on this trip, and obviously he seeing a shorter band, you know, you see it's kind of an alchemy. It's a real conversation. Everybody is listening, and everybody has something to contribute at every moment. And it's very inclusive, mm-hmm. but it's also mm-hmm. very daring. So there are a lot of musical values that I had never found anywhere else. So we put our heads together and decided that to build both an audience and a kind of a local coterie of people who want to explore the music itself, we would put this together and make it official.
Now, what are your plans? I mean, what are you going to be doing with this group?
We have three things coming up.
Yeah, we have, first off, we have two workshops on June 30th by Brian Rice. He is a pandeiro player, and he's also just a Brazilian music specialist. He's going to be coming in doing a pandeiro clinic. Pandeiro is the, we call it a drum set in your hand. It's basically the Brazilian tambourine that that you can basically have an entire samba drum ensemble being played by just the one instrument. So we're having a workshop on that from 2 to 4 on the 30th of June at Theater South,
mm-hmm.
in the lower level of
the
First Congo.
The home of Voices of the South.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then that evening we have a Brazilian rhythms clinic, basically. It's a workshop where it's for everybody. It's for instrumentalists, non-instrumentalists, anybody that wants to come to basically learn about Brazilian rhythms and basically how to tell them apart. So you're listening to Brazilian music and you don't know quite what it is, you know, it'll show you the difference between a samba and a choro and all the different types, basically.
Yeah, there are a lot of different kinds of music in Brazil. If we were in Brazil and said, I like American music, we need to know a little
which
more.
Which kind of American music.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we say, well, we want to share the musical treasures of Brazil with the people of West Tennessee, which is kind of our mission statement, you have to give people a handle. And a lot of people hear what they think of as Latin music.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is bossa nova, some of it is samba, some of it is forms that, you know, we're not familiar with, names like mexixe or afoxé,
mm-hmm.
banhao, and choro. So Brian is going to demonstrate not only different rhythms, but we're going to demonstrate different musical styles, too, to kind of be an entree. And this is an evening workshop. So we hope people may want to stick a toe. I mean, I've talked to dancers who may be interested.
Sure. I could certainly see that. Let's actually hear a little bit of the kind of percussion that you'll be learning from Brian.
Oh, in the afternoon workshop.
Right, yeah. In the afternoon workshop. And here's a little taste of that. If you'd like to know more about that and maybe how to play it, then you should come to this workshop with Brian Rice on the afternoon of June 30th, and it is at First South.
Theater
South in the basement of First Congo.
It's right off the parking lot at Cooper and Walker. There's a door leading down to the lower level, and that's it.
We're talking with Amy Burcham and Alan Compton about West Tennessee Shoru, their new group that they have just formed to promote this kind of music here in the Mid-South. One of the things that you say is that it's this is a great thing for people who have maybe sort of been a musician and sort of fallen away from it, which so many of us have, but it's a way to get back into performing.
Yeah, when a lot of us grow up, we study music, we have a great time in band or orchestra, and we grow up and we put our instrument under the bed and we don't get it out. And then somebody says, oh, you play, did you? Oh, I used to play that in high school.
Right, right.
Well, this is, and that's what, that's one thing that is, I was one of those people, right? And that's one thing that made this so special for me. It is the most classical music, the most classical of the popular musics that I have ever discovered. Meaning, there were composed tunes, there were charts written for those tunes, and those charts are not lead sheets to a jazz tune. You don't play through a head and then blow over changes for the rest of the tune and come back and play it at the end.
Right.
You play the tune and it is like a rondo form.
Huh.
So you've got an A section and then you repeat the A section, and as you gain in experience, you step out a little bit and you embellish the melody a little bit. But basically you're supposed to stay true close to the melody. So
you plan on having like regular workshops and lessons and that kind of thing?
Yes, we hope to, in the fall, we hope to gather people who are interested. We have the charts, we have some knowledge, and we will grow on that knowledge. There is there's an event up in the northwest of the United States called Wintergrass. It's a bluegrass event.
Oh, sure, sure.
And a few years ago, there's a Shoro track there, if you want to study Shoro. And there was a Shoro jam late at night that was filmed and put on YouTube. I think we have it as a clip on our website. And it embodies what my dream is for this area, where you have people who've never seen one of these before, and they have the chart in front of them. There were cellists, trombonists, somebody was playing a dobro, violins, mandolins, a clarinet, saxophone, you know, you name it, and pandeiros, the frame drum. So they're all really trying to listen to each other and the roles that everybody has. So it's a very inclusive, generous kind of tradition.
Well, it certainly sounds fascinating and a great addition to the music scene here in West Tennessee. West Tennessee Shoru, new group to promote Shoru music. And if you'd like more information, check their website, which is westtnshoru, and that's choro.org. And you can find all the information there. And, of course, Shoru Dust Trace coming back to the town on July 17th at the Buckman. And hopefully we're going to have them live here in the studio to give you a live taste of this great music. Amy Burcham and Alan Compton from West Tennessee Shoru, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.